This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. With a lot of votes still waiting to be counted, Republicans have not yet captured enough seats to gain control of the U.S. House of Representatives. However, early numbers show they're still likely to win a majority. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette says if Kevin McCarthy becomes the next House Speaker, he could have a tough time shepherding the GOP caucus.
I think it's going to be very difficult for Kevin McCarthy to get any kind of consensus with this unruly bunch.
DeGette has served in both the minority and majority. She expects Republicans to hold a lot of oversight hearings in the next Congress, but she is also hopeful that they'll work on bipartisan legislation as well. Meanwhile, Governor Jared Polis won another 4 years in office last night. The Democrat easily defeated its GOP challenger Heidi Ginnall. Republican voter Katie Schodakowsky threw her support for Ginnall, who ran on a pro-life platform.
Once there's conception, there's life. So it's a particularly sensitive issue for me. And I think it's amazing that she had the courage to stand up in a state like this for that kind of an issue.
Preliminary returns show Polis securing his second term in office with 58% of the vote. Ginnall garnered almost 40%. High wind and red flag fire conditions are blanketing southern and eastern Colorado from the New Mexico state line to north of Denver today. Already, firefighters doused a wildfire near the popular Manitou Incline this afternoon with the help of some nearby hikers. Meantime, parts of the western slope are under winter weather advisory. Right now in Denver, it's 53 degrees with that red flag warning. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.